She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
This is Songs from Studio C. I'm Nolan Ford, and today I'm joined by the Uncle Dad's Art Collective, who will be bringing a big show to Laxon Auditorium this Saturday night, a tribute to Queen's A Night at the Opera, which brings together some of the North State's finest musicians, dancers, and visual artists to present a reimagination of the classic 1975 album. In a minute, we'll hear from musicians Josh Haig, Gavin Fitzgerald, and Loki Miller about this elaborate production, but first let's listen to a bit of their in-studio performance recorded live here at NSPR.
Drop of a hat, she's as willing as, playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of gas. She'll absolutely drive you wild. She's coming to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite. Wanna try?
We decided to kind of go past a full album tribute, which is what we've done in the past. And what we did is we kind of did a tribute to more a style of Queen, which is the bombastic, large-scale, dense stuff that they put out. And so one of the first tunes we decided that needed to be in the show that wasn't on the album was Killer Queen. What's fun is the version you hear is going to be a little stripped down. And it really highlights, I think, a lot of the vocal work that we've been working on, which is a lot of fun. We have a vocal quartet that has been working like crazy to get these songs. I mean, the harmonies are incredibly dense and hard, and they're the best vocalists I've ever worked with. So it's exciting to feature them and feature a smaller rhythm section with that. But then I think if people are enticed and they come to the show and they're seeing it on stage, it's going to sound different because a lot of the pieces that we couldn't fit in this tiny little room will be on that stage taking some of the parts and throwing them in. So it's a good gateway drug, so to speak. It's going to sound like this. It's going to sound as good as this, but better, on a better scale.
Tell me about the last couple months and how it's been leading up to this big show that's coming up this week.
Well, it's been a whirlwind of fun. We actually had thought about doing Queen a while ago, this Night at the Opera show, a couple years back, when we first did one of these tributes at the BMU Auditorium, and decided that we thought it would just be a little outside of our grasp as a artistic entity. And so we decided to opt to do some other shows. And after doing that, now we came back and said, now I think we're ready to tackle just all the intricacies of doing music this complex and dense. So I think it's been a lot of work, but I don't think it's been too much or stressful or anything. It's been a real fun, exciting collaborative process. The music is great, and the players are great, and hearing how the songs transform from being studio gems that Queen recorded to something that can work live on stage has been really exciting.
Recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite. Wanna try?
Queen A Night at the Opera takes place at Laxon Auditorium this Saturday night. Unfortunately, the show is sold out, but if you'd like to see a video of the Uncle Dad's Orchestra performing Killer Queen, head to our website, mynspr.org. Songs from Studio C is a production of North State Public Radio. I'm Nolan Ford.